This was the vice president's second visit to the Columbus Ice Cream Company. This time, he was joined by Ohio U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown and Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez. They outlined new measures that determine who qualifies for overtime pay. Biden pointed to how Jenny Britton Bauer's company already has committed to paying workers a fair salary and needed overtime.
You concluded that not only for the benefit of the people who work with you, but I suspect for the benefit of the company. That when you have workers who are committed and happy being treated fairly with dignity, they do better. They invest more in what they're doing.
Currently, salaried workers who make more than $24,000 a year cannot get overtime. In December, that cutoff will nearly double to a salary of about $47,000 a year. Opponents to the change, like Ohio Congressman Pat Teaberry, say the regulation is burdensome and will force employers to cut hours. Esther Honig, WOSU News.